I want my 5280 gig now!
From the 5280 Studios Weekend Geek Update, Smurf here in my table of companions, Private Cheeseburger, Double A Ron,
hello,
an unmiked Colton, our staff artist who refuses to speak, and our special guest, Red.
Yeah, honestly, I could just talk for him because we have
you
the
could,
same voice.
You could talk for him.
Yeah. No one's
going to
know the difference.
Oh, exactly, no.
Yeah, they sound too similar.
I could have a really long argument with myself and no one would know.
Colton is in his creative jam and the zone, so he is busily sketching next to us. We are happily sponsored by Alamo Drafthouse, Littleton Cinema. We will be there next week Your turn board game night.
I'll be there.
Tabletop. We do have an actual tabletop game in this week's news that we'll be talking about later. But before we get to that...
No, I don't know. Can I just say one thing before we go on?
Yeah.
Colton's like quick half a second sketch is better than any art I've ever drawn in my entire life.
And he's not even digital. He's pencil and paper right now.
His like quick half a second sketch is better than anything.
So
I've ever done.
When you're on the equipment.
It's fine.
So when you're thinking back and your parents are like, "Oh, you did so good," and they put your art up on the refrigerator.
Yeah, it was like stick figures.
Sorry, I've interacted with so many artists throughout the years that and there's a difference between an artist and a guy with a lot of fancy equipment.
And
every time you get the latter who goes around telling everyone what an artist he is, I'm like, no, you just have a lot of fancy equipment, and
yeah,
that's fine.
Me. I'm just decent with Photoshop.
That's fine, man.
I know how to copy and paste,
but
and I know how MS Paint works.
But Colton takes the cheesing very well. He's very good at what he does.
He is. He's extremely good at what
if
he does.
If you don't agree, fight me. I mean, it's fine.
Anyway, sorry. I just wanted to point that out because it made me sad for a minute.
No, it's not that kind of fight.
In fact, you can come and visit us this weekend at Starfest. Colton is taking commissions. Red will be there taking commissions.
I'm not taking.
I'll be there taking commissions, but you don't know what for.
No, Aaron, you don't know what.
You don't know.
Oh, you're right. I don't know. You know what? I just want to do that. Just commissions. Just what are you commissioning?
What are you commissioning?
What do you mean?
Want? Yeah.
Yeah.
I can make it poorly.
I just want to put a sign on you.
Commissions
like,
accepted.
Just like you are right now, just like holding your coffee cup, just like, yeah, what do you need?
Yeah. Yeah.
Be like those wild E. Coyote signs
with a big
stick. I know, I'm going
to put on your spinny sign if I can get my act together and create it.
Perfect.
Jerry will be there taking commissions in addition to myself. I will be there. I'll take a commission.
I was going
to
say, are we going to do the same thing? Where
yeah,
it's like, I don't know what I'm commissioning, but.
I have no idea.
I'll do it.
Yeah. We will be.
This is like a truth or dare thing.
You guys can't see the face I'm making, but I have no idea what you guys want. You're all making the same face.
The last time someone asked me to do something, I ended up in jail. So I'm thinking maybe not.
Was that the time you stole the fish from the
aquarium? No, it was entirely something else.
No, and that reminds me, you have to make sure he doesn't get arrested at DCC.
Again?
Yeah, that's your job.
Okay.
Yes, because she's not going to be there for DCC.
Who is supposed to make sure I don't get arrested? Is it Colton?
Yeah.
No
again,
way.
I've been arrested multiple times.
At DCC?
No.
No, oh. But other
downtown
cons.
In general.
Yes.
I mean.
Me.
I mean, Red's never been to jail.
I'm not stupid enough to get caught.
Well, it wasn't that I. Look, never mind.
It's not
anyway.
That I do. I don't.
I think
the
cop
stupid.
Was laughing too hard whenever I was running down the street to catch me, so. You ever seen a fat man trying to run away from the police?
Because you were dressed as the State Puff Marshal.
Yeah, exactly. Woo!
It reminds me of that scene in The Fugitive where Harrison Ford steals an ambulance and Tommy Lee Jones like, what the hell is he stealing an ambulance for?
Just in case.
So, yes, it's just like one of those things. We will be there. I'm hoping, fingers crossed, that I will land an interview with Mr. William Shatner. That is on the books.
I'll be dressed as a ghost during that interview, sitting at the table, contributing nothing.
Oh, my God. If you sit there as a ghost, just trolling William Shatner, I am going to lose my shit.
We need to get pictures.
We do. Well, there will be pictures. Zach said he will be there. Yes, we. The one time we stream live,
we need to get a camera.
It's going
to
be you.
This is what happens when the news is sparse. They just sit around and daydream.
It is.
They're like,
no, this is a good idea.
One day we will sit there dressed like this.
One day we'll have camera equipment.
One day we will have camera crew.
And the ability to live stream.
One day we'll have a bandwidth to live stream.
Yeah.
The gear is here.
Do you have a fancy phone? Do you have Facebook?
Yeah, yeah,
we need the bandwidth.
That's not the same.
Bandwidth, yeah.
It's all about
it, it gets that.
Well, yeah, and the problem is like, yeah,
don't make
a
that face
because
I've watched people try and do this. They're all like,
horrible.
I saw this in the iPhone commercial. I can totally do it. And it's like, yeah, that's great, but. But you also notice how you had to stop every 20 seconds to fix the camera, and we all lost our train of thought. So don't make that face
and
at me like you know.
It's especially about like when you're at a con and there's a million people.
That's true.
Because I never have any phone signal at any convention.
That's the other reason it's hard to take.
Do they?
Some of them do.
Oh my god.
Some of them is the bandwidth. Also, there's too many people in that one. Areas,
yeah,
even if you went,
we're all in the one hallway together.
Oh yeah,
if it's you like decide, high school all over again.
If you decide a hotspot,
internet
or,
in high school.
Yes, we had Wi-Fi.
God, I feel old.
I remember when the internet was invented. When
we were still had pager. First
but
of
you
all,
remember when the dinosaurs disappeared too?
I do.
They invented.
They
the
were
internet.
Tasty.
They invented the internet. Them and Al Gore got together and they sat down.
They were great with
dinosaur.
Barbecue sauce and sriracha.
No.
Maybe.
Yes, have some.
We were still on pagers back when I was in high school.
Oh. Yes.
Payphones.
Were you a drug dealer? Why'd you have a pager?
I had a pager.
You were definitely
a drug dealer, yeah. That
it was cool. And you do the 911 and you're like, what's the emergency? I just wanted to talk to you. Fuck off.
I just wanted to use my pager.
Exactly. What? Anyway, we do have news. Last night was Game of Thrones.
No.
Don't spoil it.
Nothing happened.
Great.
It's basically more circling around, drinking wine, telling stories, hugging things out.
I'm kind of okay with that.
He's telling me what's going on, and I'm like, go on.
It's a huge setup for next week. Next week is the big one.
But I saw something.
The dragons, they're coming. They're coming.
Now, they must be in the backyard because we saw them last week, and now they're like nowhere to be seen.
They're eating.
There's nothing to eat. It's
I'm
winter.
Still on season 5, but I'm catching up. It's fine.
And
you're catching.
Yeah.
So Deadliest Catch is officially more interesting.
Yes, at this point.
That's probably not
yes.
true.
No, man.
So
what's the thing I've heard that there have someone?
Yes. Ariana, who started
Ariana
as,
Grande,
yes,
everyone's favorite Game of Thrones character,
who started the show when she was like 11 or 12, has her first partial, nude scene.
Just because she's 18. I need to watch Game of Thrones again.
She's 20 now.
Catch up, apparently.
Now he's catching up.
I got to binge watch. I got to go. Colton, take over.
No one's gonna know.
I don't think it was her because I think they did the same thing that they did for Cersei.
Oh, where they like superimposed
her
face? They
digitally implanted her face over someone else's body.
Why?
I don't think that's her.
I don't know. She's been more open lately.
Maybe, but it just didn't look right.
For younger actresses, I can kind of see it, but for like.
She's only 20.
Well, okay, but that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's about what the actress is okay with doing, mm-hmm. and what they have in their contract of that they're willing to do.
Someone that young, I kind of understand.
Like she might haven't renegotiated that.
Yeah.
And but with someone like what's her face who does Cersei, who is we know is okay with nudes. It's like, and has a freaking rocking body. Like, why? Why would you superimpose?
Yeah, that's what I never understood. I never understood.
Well, she
that
said
part.
It was something to do with she was ill that
zip?
Day
like,
or something. I think she was also pregnant, or there was something physically limiting her
okay,
doing
yeah,
that
makes,
scene.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
Okay.
So what it
I retract,
called for
I retract the criticism.
In
okay,
the
as
script,
you said, I can see that
because when they were doing that whole shame scene and she's walking mm-hmm. down the street, that's another woman. When they do the full frontal yeah. shot, that's not
there
her.
There she was.
I know because
just walking down the street,
saying shame,
shame on your household, shame on your
that's
cow.
That's a way different song.
So, yeah, that was entirely different. But, I mean, when you think about when she started, okay. Macy Williams, she was 11.
She was
12.
Yeah.
I mean, good Lord. So
I know this is actually worse than the Harry Potter movies of, like, guys, you are just taking too long.
Yes. You're dragging along. I mean, it's been 10 years.
Dragging along.
Uh-huh. Thank you. I wasn't sure anyone was going to get it. But you've got the Battle of the Fish Horse, because I tried watching.
Don't say that that's a real thing. Battle of the Fish Horse?
Yes. Because I
you
tried
see,
watching.
You definitely catch.
Wicked, I tried Christ. Watching Wicked Tuna.
The Canadians.
Wicked Tuna.
The Canadians. He spot checked at other people's
Jesus,
gear.
We're not talking about this again.
It sounds okay. This is much more engaging than Game of Thrones.
No, but there are alliances. There are the alliances that blew up in their faces. They're all like, "We're gonna get them," and they got them, and now they're screwed. And there's the betrayal, and the guy got caught in the betrayal, and he goes, "I'm coming for you, Keith," in his stupid Canadian accent.
Boy.
Oh yeah,
I ain't nobody's.
You, Harry.
I ain't nobody's bitch.
Really? He said that in a Canadian accent.
Yeah.
He's not sorry about it either.
Oh,
he's not sorry.
Sorry. So sorry.
He doesn't seem to understand. Just like, I don't know, man. Like, you screwed up, and I don't see why that's someone else's fault. Anyway, no. It's great. Oh, there's already a trial.
A trial?
There's a trial.
What, at sea?
Yeah.
What do they do? Fly the judge out?
No. So
is it a whale that's proceeding over everything?
The fishing laws to prevent overfishing.
Right.
You have to catch crabs that are a certain size.
Certain size, because the other ones you have to throw back.
And they have to be male.
Mm-hmm.
So no females and no smalls. And if you get a small, they'll give you a warning. If you get multiple smalls, they might write you a ticket. And if you get a certain number, then they call the wildlife
preserve,
and you got to go to court and pay like a $2,000 fine.
Oh my God!
Are we talking about crabs still?
Just 2,000?
Yeah.
Okay, I got lost for a minute.
And so these guys, they had like 20 smalls in their tank, and so yeah, they're going to court.
All right.
And so I'm just saying there's a trial. There's all kinds of stuff
there's
going on.
There's a trial.
That's just
betrayal.
Crazy.
One of them better be naked
betrayal.
Walking down the street
while people fall behind him.
They're throwing shrimp tails
yeah,
at him.
Yeah, he had to fire his own cousin and yeah, like call his mom
and he was
and be like,
sleep
shame.
With her.
And no, they're all male.
Oh.
There's very few females on this, although there is one, and she is married to one of the deckhands.
That's got to be weird. I don't think I've ever seen... Any times that I've watched, I don't think I've ever seen a female on a crew.
No, there's always females are few and far between, but they are there.
Women do exist.
I'm not saying
no,
it's like
fishermen.
George Lucas's Star Wars. I know that.
Look, it's not that.
There's only one other woman in the galaxy.
You know,
I don't like her.
The number one reason I would never be a
she
fisherman.
She wears Danishes weirdly.
Is because I just don't want to. But
fair enough.
But
that's
like,
the only thing stopping you.
Well, it just seems gross to me. Like you put me in a skeezy hotel room at a convention. And I'm just like, oh, these bathrooms are gross. You put me on a crab boat for weeks at a time with a bunch of smelly dudes. No. I'm not doing that.
Oh, that's what's stopping you.
That's what's stopping.
That's what's stopping
me. But lots of girls, they don't have a problem with that. They just go to work, man. They're way more womaned up than I am, I'll tell you right now.
Did you make it down to Anime Fest?
No, I did not.
This weekend?
No,
he was in my kitchen drinking beer.
I was doing that. Yeah, that's what I did instead, because I was like, well, I might go for a couple hours, and then I slept in because I was kind of hungover.
How bad was it?
It's a small con in a big hotel.
Okay.
I always like the small cons.
That's exactly what it was.
All
right. Beats the alternative.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing.
How
they
many
have
did
the fire too much space.
That doesn't surprise me.
The fire alarm? Yeah. Oh, it's a bunch of weebs pulling the fire alarm because they're drunk and they don't know how to handle alcohol.
Yes, it's their first time away from their parents.
That I mean, most of the time whenever I go.
Yep.
That, yeah.
How many beers did you have? Because I think
I finished off that six-pack.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah.
And
then I left another one at your house.
Don't worry, it got used.
I don't doubt that. That's not what I was worried about.
We were all like, oh, we're going to go to the Game of Thrones party. I need to bring some booze. I said, there's a six-pack right there. I should take that.
Princess Yum Yum is, funny enough, very, very good for that.
I did like how they set their artists out on booze right now. They put it all together.
Okay. I mean...
It's a big conference room.
Oh, that's where they were this year? Oh, that's nice.
He's not Mike. Because usually they get shoved downstairs.
He's talking about the Artist Alley at
I understand what
Anime
he's
Fest.
Talking about. What I'm saying is he's not Mike.
I'm repeating
so.
It into the mic.
Oh, okay. I thought you were just being condescending.
No.
I often confuse your... I'm sorry.
My genuous nature. Aha, talking to the mic.
I heard it was a decent con, but I just didn't want to go.
I don't. You
I
know what?
Hungover.
The funny thing is, okay. So this weekend we had Anime Fest. Also, Fan X happened in Salt Lake. I haven't heard crap out of any either con.
Well, Anime Fest usually produces nothing.
It's true.
It's weebs going and getting drunk and being away from their parents for the first time.
It's true.
Fan X. That's the new one, right?
No, it's out of Utah.
I thought it was new.
No, I think
no.
They changed their name also. Because
oh,
they had to change.
That's right.
The
that was
the
Salt
lawsuit.
Lake City Comic Con, right?
Yes,
yeah,
Salt Lake.
That's funny.
They had to change their name because of lawsuit reasons against San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah, well.
But I didn't hear anything out of that con at all.
No, nah, it's like Denver Comic-Con where it's like somebody will do a panel and they'll say something controversial and that's kind of it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I said it. Crab fishing is more interesting than Game of Thrones. It's controversial.
So the Iron Throne has a bunch of fishing rods out of
it's
the back?
A captain's chair.
And they don't use fishing rods.
Go on.
That's right. They don't use fishing rods.
What is it?
You throw the hook.
So it's hooks.
So it's hooks?
The flaming hooks.
It's not pods?
I'm not making anything up.
It's a bunch of pods behind them with hooks.
First of all,
flaming
they're
hooks?
Pots with
pots.
A T. Pots?
Cages.
Yes, they're cages. Cages they're
for
pots.
For crabs.
Yes, and they drop them over the side of the boat, and the way you get them back on the boat is you throw the hook.
And you hook them.
That's right.
Hook,
Aaron
line,
understands.
And sinker.
It's so, like Aaron understands. I don't know why you don't understand.
It's
Billy
like I've
Idol
watched the show.
Where
Billy Idol gets it. I don't know what
you
don't get.
Where does the flame come in from? Flaming hooks?
The blowtorch. Why are you asking these weird questions? The god of lights, obviously.
Obviously.
Like, why are you being weird?
The god of light. That was one of the best.
For the sea is dark and full of crabs. Like, wait, why are you doing this to me?
That was one of the best lines out of this week's Game of Thrones was the Hound was going to toss over the dude with the eye patch. He's like, the God of Light's resurrected you 19 times just for me to toss your ass over this wall for pissing me off.
Oh, shit.
I was like, okay, that was actually pretty funny. Yeah, and you well, give me the blinky-blinky look, I know. Next week is the big one. We're finally going to get a fight. We'll see what happens.
Dragons, they're coming.
They're coming.
I don't know,
they're
man.
They're
going to
be great.
We're switching to Opies next week. It's going to be great.
It'll be awesome.
We're going to get those snow crabs.
Rabid little squirrels.
Oh, I was like, we're going out to the desert to do peyote? Like,
fight those.
What? What?
Fight that ice. We won't just be battling. Won't just be battling the sea and the quota. We'll be battling the ice.
I'm going on a spirit journey, okay?
It's the
I need the peyote for my spirit journey.
Winter is here.
Bunch of heathens.
Going out to the desert for a week. That's how I'm going to catch up on Game of Thrones. I'm
just dog, you see the size of that chicken?
I can't get over how many parallels there are.
No, and it's only going to get.
Oh God.
It's only going to get.
Is there
worse.
Other news today?
There are other news. We've been. I haven't talked about this because I've been waiting for a good opportunity. But if you
and
missed
this
it,
is it,
the oh, Addams Family is getting a new animated film.
He just wants to bring this up to get me all to say controversial things.
I don't want you to say controversial things. Actually, looking
I think they're gonna
at,
fuck it up.
You want your opinion?
Looking at the trailer, I don't know if they're going to fuck it up or not.
I think they're going to fuck it up.
I mean, it's animated.
It's
yeah.
It does look very fun. It's not the weird family, but it is the weird family.
I like the animation style.
The
I
animation,
like the animation
style
it's
looks
very pretty.
Great. I mean, it is very Chaz Adams in how they're representing the Adams family.
Yeah, I'll give them that at least. Other than the quick trailer, I haven't seen much of it. But
that's kind of all we've seen so far in the family picture of everybody
and
standing
I
together.
I smell tequila.
Sorry. It's in the coffee.
No.
It's a weird mix, but
Let me back up. You see there are two flavors when it comes to the family-friendly gothy twistedness.
Go on.
You have your Chaz Adams, which is a fine aged scotch.
Mm. Oh. I see where she's going.
And then you have Tim Burton, which is tequila. And I'm not saying that tequila is bad and scotch is better. What I'm saying is you don't mix them.
Oh, I do.
When you sit down and you're preparing.
You don't mix them.
You don't.
That's how you get Dumbo.
And no, that's just what tequila tastes like.
Yeah,
man.
That's the hangover
from
tequila.
That's straight tequila.
Straight tequila, man.
Oh, this is mixing this.
Yeah, you don't mix that. And see, the main difference is with Chaz Adams, at the heart of Chaz Adams, is his characters are human, they are mortal. They could be you and me. There's nothing supernatural about them. They are just different.
Except for Cousin It.
He's different.
Cousin It may just be someone with a follicle problem.
He's different.
Follicle problem.
We're talking about birth defects. We're talking about ethnicity differences. We're talking about cultural differences. We're talking about morality differences.
A moving hand.
But, okay.
Okay.
I'll give you the moving hand. But
Thing... Might
but
be a little
everything,
different.
In the comics, Thing was in a box. Thing wasn't a moving hand the way they portray him in the movies. I'm not faulting that. I'm just saying that, you know, there's a line of the supernatural where it blurs and there's these, do they have witchcraft powers? Or is the magic real? But at the end of the day, they are mortal. They are human. They are just like you and me. They're just different. And that's what makes Chaz Adams so timeless is those differences. And Tim Burton, he does bizarre, he does supernatural. He goes straight for the supernatural. He goes straight for the bizarre. And
Ghost Dog.
Big Fish.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
It's just they're not the same flavor.
So don't mix the two.
So you don't mix the two. So you don't take the Addams Family that is quirky and kooky and give them supernatural spider powers.
Altogether spooky?
They're altogether ooky.
And give them supernatural abilities. They're not undead. They're not. They don't have weird parasites living in their dresses.
No.
And I'm seeing things, and I'm going, oh, you win a little tequila.
They sprinkled it. They're sprinkling.
Yeah.
Because it still looks like Addams Family.
It does, and it's
there's a thing that'll happen, and I'm like, I agree with you, where it's like,
it's a little Tim
Burton. Little gray area.
We'll see. Yeah. We'll see. And if it stays sprinkled in, great.
Because this is where because they made two movies in the 90s, in the early 90s, they made two movies with the cast that we know and love, with Raul Julliard and Christina Ricci and
Christopher Lloyd.
In Christopher Lloyd and
Angelica. Oh, shit, I forgot Houston. Christopher Lloyd was in those.
Yeah, he's Uncle Fester.
And we love them. And, well, then Raul Julliard died, and everyone was sad, and the studio said, we're going to make another movie, and everybody else was like, we're kind of done. And they got Tim Curry to play Gomez, and you're like, Tim Curry, we love him, he can do no wrong. Oh, but he did.
He's not Gomez.
And then they tried to make that TV show, and they went to Tim Burton.
Did they?
Yeah, they did. They did a TV show where they tried to do a live action TV show it was like the late 90s, early aughts, and it failed.
I do not remember
that
one.
It failed awfully, and the mistake that they were making is they were making them supernatural Tim Burton-y instead of staying to the heart of what Chaz Adams was doing, was just sticking with the macabre and the bizarre.
Yeah, where they were just a weird family.
Where they were weird.
And the original TV show,
and
which,
in the movie, you know, Wednesday's a psychopath, but you know,
a psychopath is a human being still.
That's
they're not
true.
They're not supernatural.
Except for with her, you know, Marie Antoinette doll.
Okay, again, you can have a Marie Antoinette doll.
Can I?
Yeah.
I've been dying for that.
Oh, my goodness.
You just cut off the head.
You've been dying. You've just been bursting at the seams, have you?
Lose my head over it.
You remind me of the man.
I'm not saying one is better and one is superior. What I'm saying is they are just different flavors. And please don't confuse the two.
Well, I think what the problem is, nobody knows how to write macabre. I think everyone... I honestly think the first crutch that everybody does is that they go for
stripes.
The supernatural.
They go for stripes.
They do for stripes because it's easy, it's lazy writing, and anything is pretty much, well, easily explained away. You can
magic.
Exactly. It's a magic world, and this is just the world you live in. So it's... it's easier, it's lazy, and you don't have to be controversial.
I can find you some macabre literature if you guys want. I can make you a book list.
Because I mean, the original Addams book Family movies, TV yeah. series,
sure,
priceless, classic,
yeah,
untouchable.
Well, Chaz Adams actually. What?
The black and white one.
Yeah,
the black and white one.
Mm-hmm. Chaz Adams was actually working on that one. Like he was still he was in the writer's room with them for that one.
And it shows, because I never can remember his name, the guy that played Gomez.
We just had this conversation,
and I can't remember his name.
You have got to start.
I know.
Notes.
I should write this down. But he plays Gomez so perfectly that later in his career he shows up on Night Court as
Harry's dad.
That's the anecdote. This is the only reason he wanted to talk about Addams Family.
No, it's not the only reason, because I just think the man is brilliant, and he plays Gomez pricelessly because. He also played the Riddler, and he sucked as the Riddler.
I mean,
well,
yeah, I'll agree.
The comic strip is where everything should. You should always pull everything from the comic.
Mm.
That's your source material, and the first two movies do very seamless. Mm-hmm. Like I can tell you, like shot for shot, it's basically comic, and they just found a way to stream it together to make a plot, and that's why they succeed so well. And whenever people go off script and just be like, oh, I love Chaz Adams, I can do it on my own. No, you can't.
I mean, I like the scene in the trailer, and because I just watched it again, so like I don't remember this trailer, where they're playing Battleship and Pugsley actually. Blows up beside the house.
That feels like
that's
it's right
perfect.
Out of.
That's
feels,
right. It's perfect.
That feels like, straight okay. out of the TV show.
Yeah.
That feels like that does feel
yeah,
very
it's
pulled
that,
from
it's
source
like
material.
Goofy and it's a little over the top.
But then I see this thing with Morticia with a bunch of spiders coming out of her dress to form a bridge so they can cross an infinite cavern, and I'm going, what the fuck
yeah, that's
are you
weird.
Doing?
That's
that
the weird,
weird
part. But that, I have hopes that it's going to be a
well, and to be fair, the original strip showed up in 1938, and they did 150 single
panel.
Look
who's using Wikipedia.
No, I got my notes.
Look who's using Wikipedia.
Just because you have notes doesn't mean they weren't sourced from Wikipedia.
I researched.
What's your source?
It's actually his autobiography that I sourced it from.
Where'd you get the information on the autobiography?
It's like excerpts from his autobiography.
okay, anyway,
asshole.
So
he 1938 is when the strip started. 150 single panel cartoons.
Yes,
which is mostly
in the New Yorker.
Tremendous. Unfortunately, Chaz Adams passed away in 1988.
I don't think that's unfortunate. He's an old man at that point.
He is. He's like. Older than grandma at that point.
He was old when the show started. I got in a fight in college one time because this was back before I had any kind of sass, and I was just this quiet little wallflower.
I don't believe you.
I
don't buy that
oh,
at
no,
all.
Oh, that's true. There was a time where I actually had patience, and that
low,
time...
Low sugar day?
That time is over now, but somebody tried to tell me that the Addams Family was crap because the Munsters came first.
Bullshit.
And technically they're right if you're talking about the TV show.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, but the Addams Family is based on the comic strip, and if you don't know your source material, maybe you should shut the fuck up.
Plus, Addams Family is better. I like the Munsters. I do.
I don't have anything against the Munsters. Don't put them against each other. Again, it's like, that's
supernatural.
Again,
macabre supernatural.
And again, that's a...
Extremely.
Tequila, whiskey. Don't mix them. They are fine flavors to be enjoyed in their own
separate.
Rights. But do not make don't make cocktails out of scotch.
I don't know. I think that this feels like scotch with a hint of lime.
It might be.
All right.
I mean, there's no comparing Gomez Adams to Herman Munster.
No.
They're way different.
Way different.
Herman Munster's more of a family man.
He is, and
Gomez
he was always like,
well, he's a lover.
I'm a handsome devil myself. You know?
Herman Munster went to Harvard. I mean, it's great. Sorry,
and
Yale.
He's more of like a suburban.
I'm sorry, he went to Yale.
He went to Yale.
Oh, did he?
He's
go to
a
Yale?
Yale guy. Absolutely.
No, the actor actually went to Yale.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's
the ground is sour.
It's one of those Ivy Leagues. Someone fact check me and school me later. I don't care. But no, the Munsters had their own place, and there's nothing wrong with these things. In fact, I love them all for their own respects. But it's when they try and pull from the wrong source that I get a little like why can't we just enjoy the banana cream? Why'd you have to add cinnamon to this? Like, don't do this, man. These are just not flavors that mix.
Yeah. The Addams Family is slated to hit screens October 11th of this year. So we shall see.
I'm hoping to love it.
I'm hoping to as well.
I'm hoping
just
to
in time
it.
For Halloween.
Yeah, that'll be good.
We haven't talked much about it because none of us like it, but Gotham is coming to its climactic
end.
Yeah,
I saw an ad for that, and I was like, oh my gosh, yeah, why is this?
It popped up on like my Facebook feed, and I was like, God, I don't care.
I'm Batman, and I'm like, I'm tired.
Is it Batman? Is he finally coming?
He's finally coming.
On the final season of the show?
The final episode is this week.
Oh, fuck off. The final episode?
The final episode is this week. The last episode, last week's episode... They save the city. All right, the city's been cut off from the world.
Tired.
The military's coming in. Bane's been introduced. It's cats and dogs living together.
Mass hysteria.
And at the final scene is Bruce Wayne gets on his private jet and flies off for parts unknown to learn to become the Batman. And now, I don't know how, evidently we're doing a time jump forward for the final.
Where he comes back as Batman. Yeah. Well, because they said they were going to do the Joker now, too, right?
Yeah, I think that's how they're finishing it. Bane. Teasing him for, like, the whole freaking show. Well, they've been teasing him the entire time.
Yeah,
Bane,
they had the comedian kid, but he wasn't real. He wasn't really the Joker. And now they're like, this Jay guy, he's the Joker. And you're like, Come on, the other kid cut his face off for TV.
Yeah,
he's the Joker.
It's lame. For TV. Sacrificing for the arts.
There's some serious Lon Chaney stuff going on there.
Hey, made a bologna sandwich out of it.
If you're going to commit, commit large.
You know, he's from Fort Collins. You know.
No, I did not know that.
Oh, no, Colorado Springs. I always mix those.
Who are we talking about?
Lon Chaney. Famous horror actor.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Silent films.
Got it.
Lon Chaney Jr.
Sure.
Also big. The Wolfman.
I'm having to Frankenstein. Google some things later.
It's Lon Chaney Jr. Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Yes.
Okay.
So we may or may not have an opinion.
Local treasure man.
Oh, yes, he was. We may or may not have an opinion about this final episode, but I just laughed at the stupidity.
Yeah, you know what? I'm
going to
watch the last episode.
I am going to watch the last
episode.
That's
the only episode of Gotham I've ever going to watch.
This will be the highest rated episode of the entire series.
I think that is a good game plan.
No context
whatsoever
for the rest of the show. Now I'll look up the Wikipedia article.
No, you don't really think you'll need that.
No,
I did laugh
because I won't even watch it.
I watched last week's episode just so I could kind of get a foothold. Yeah, no, I'm just like, oh my God.
See,
I don't even need to watch it.
It's not on the DC streaming service, unlike the Doom Patrol, which you should all watch.
Yep. Swamp Thing's coming up next.
Yeah, I saw the trailer. Well, teaser.
Teaser.
It was him coming out of the swamp.
Which I'm not sure how I...
At least it's a practical costume.
It is. He comes out of the swamp. That is where Swamp Thing is from.
Yeah, he came out of the swamp, yeah.
Looking at me like that?
Because I'm not talking. Contrary to popular belief, I don't have to talk all the
Shrek,
time.
Shrek, the TV show.
Exactly what it's going to be.
Oh, God.
I hope it is. I hope he has the Mike Myers Irish accent.
It's Scottish.
No.
It's not Scottish.
Well, it's not Irish.
No,
we don't know what it is.
He's going
Celtic.
He's going for Scottish. It's just,
he tried.
It's Mike Myers.
It's Mike Myers.
Oh, it's Mike Myers Scottish.
Yeah. Yes.
It's Scotch tequila.
It's the same. It's the same Scottish he used in Bohemian Rhapsody.
That was perfect.
Though. It was.
That's the best cameo in any movie of all time.
He's not wrong.
He's not.
Because I love Stan Lee, but I think Mike Myers.
Mike Myers has got a beat on
Nobody's
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Nobody's gonna headbang to Bohemian Rhapsody.
No one. The Watchmen, in case you missed it, had a new trailer that came up with Game of Thrones this week.
Oh, I missed it.
Oh, it's. If you blinked.
Oh, I missed it.
Have I ever mentioned I really enjoy
Aaron's timing.
We're gonna watch it live.
It's perfect.
Right.
Don Johnson. Don Johnson shows up. We get a little bit more of Jeremy Irons and a nice, I think, what is a shot
this
of
is not
Rorschach.
It. Oh, this is all of them.
Yeah, it's all
it's
of
just
them.
And Muhammad Ali.
They do this huge collage of
Chernobyl.
Everything.
Oh, they're doing a thing on Chernobyl. That's interesting.
Yeah. I mean, HBO has definitely got some interesting ideas when it comes to show
Hey, that
topics.
Guy.
Hey, wow. I haven't seen him in a while.
He looks... He's thinner.
Who's he?
Goodman.
That guy.
Goodman. Yeah, John Goodman? Yeah.
I was
going to
say Roseanne.
Roseanne's husband. Who died. Because they killed him off. Cause
yeah, but they brought him back.
Oh, that's right, because it was all a dream.
It was all a dream.
It was all a dream.
Mm-hmm. Totally Big Lebowski.
There is no trailer for Watchmen. It showed half a second.
The Monument Men. I love him in John Goodman in Monument Men, actually.
I like him in Transformers, Dark Side of the Moon. No, wait. No. He's in the third one. He's the fat robot.
Yes, he's Hound.
Is
yeah,
he really?
He's
yes,
Hound.
He's the voice for Hound.
Oh, that makes so much
and I'm like, how do you get a fat robot? Ah, Deadwood looks good.
Yeah, the new movie for Deadwood looks...
Oh, what, Watchmen. Oh, there it goes. That was it.
That was it. It's a quick little flash. I think.
Oh, there's Rorschach. Sure.
Which is kind of strange.
He looks like a guy with a bag over.
See, I thought he looked like Slenderman for a second.
That's what I thought.
I honestly think that HBO is just kind of keeping this tight wrapped because they're more afraid of this one failing than anything else.
Well,
because
it's comic books.
It's comic books.
And if they screw up,
they're
the nerds
gonna
get
catch
angry.
Hell. Yes.
And then we talk about it angrily on our podcast, like Gotham.
That's all they have is
the
nerds because of HBO.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because that's all HBO's got right now is Game of Thrones, right?
Well, I know, exactly. When
True Detective is theirs, too, right?
True Detective is theirs, but this hasn't come back. And yeah. It reminds me when Sopranos end.
Oh, where they had nothing
they
for
had
a while?
Nothing.
Yeah.
So it was like, okay, what are we going to fill the void with now that Sopranos
is gone? Oh, we bought
Sesame
Street. Cool.
Yeah, can you imagine Oscar the Grouch without a filter? That actually
well,
might be kind of entertaining.
They just re-released their thing for Game of Thrones with Elmo.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
that was awesome.
That was really funny.
It's pretty cute.
Okay, that one I didn't.
You'll have
see
to
that.
Go watch
I'll
it.
Have to watch
it's
that.
Worth watching. It's on YouTube, I think.
So I don't know. I mean, the list that they have for stars: Gene Smart, Louis Gossett Jr. I mean,
the cast sounds interesting.
The cast is well rounded, yeah. But
did they say who's playing what's Owl Guy? I can't think of his actual.
Oh, as far as
is it just Owl Man?
No,
no, that's the anti Batman.
Yeah, you're.
Is it just Night Owl?
Night Owl.
Night Owl. That's right.
That sounds right.
Yeah, sorry. I know. I know.
It's all there's Owl Man. There's Night Owl.
He's not. He wasn't very original when it came up to creating.
Ooh, good owl superhero name. The Who.
The Who?
Wait, I think that
one's
taken.
I think that one's taken. Roger Daltrey might get a wee bit upset about that. Just a wee bit.
Is that a band? Never heard of them.
You never heard of The Who?
The Who?
The Who? Who?
Isn't that the joke?
You need an older cast.
Yeah. Well, like the Guess Who.
Yes.
Yes. Just like that.
Like the band?
See? Like I said, you need an older cast.
Okay, so you, Colton?
Colton's not old.
Colton's like a biscuit older than you.
How old is a biscuit?
At least 30. A day.
What is that analogy? Wait. Okay, Grandpa, I need you to take a step back.
Okay, first
a
of all.
A biscuit older than you?
First of all,
biscuits
it's
in your ears?
Smurf is from the Midwest, the North Midwest. So whenever he goes Southern, it's really funny.
It really
and
is.
And not for the reasons he thinks he it is.
I was going to say. Now, you can't go Southern because you've never walked up to a McDonald's and been like, can I get a Coke? And they put a Coke in your glass and you're like, no, I meant a Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, you don't understand.
No.
It is the worst thing.
Firstly, I would never go to a McDonald's. Second.
Okay, any restaurant.
Okay, Mr. Uppity.
Yeah, what, are you too good for McDonald's?
You're too good for us? You're too good for our analogies?
He's not drunk enough. Have you ever had McDonald's
I'm never
sober?
That drunk enough.
I'm never if that I'm, drunk enough.
If I am drunk... I'm going to Taco Bell.
I got a Waffle House because I have standards.
Javier's ain't their Waffle House.
Okay. It's not.
You get gut
rot. What?
Yeah, but you get diarrhea from Taco Bell.
I don't know if that's necessarily a fact.
What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, Watchmen.
Watchmen. And, speaking of other...
HBO's desperate.
Really going
actually,
off the
Watchmen,
deep end.
Actually, Waffle House. That sounds about right.
Yeah. It works.
Oh, yeah.
There is a new series coming to Hulu, which...
Hulu.
Fuck's sake.
There's no tequila.
Will Wheaton.
Yeah, this is a slow news day where we're just making noises. Hulu.
Hulu.
We made like a 5-minute bit about the Who. The world's greatest owl superhero. The Who.
He eats chicken wings.
sits in a tree eating chicken wings. He's like a fat guy in an owl costume.
At Hooters.
It's not even like a Batman like owl. It's like just a straight up like owl costume.
Like a mascot costume.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my gosh.
It's the condor. No, it's the Who.
It's the Who.
Well, anyway. There's a new TV series coming to Hulu, which is based off of not one of my favorite, but it's in the, at least the top 20. High Fidelity. Jake Lacy is joining Zoe Kravitz.
Wasn't there a movie for called the High series?
Yes. It is based off of the Cusack
film. Off of that movie?
Yes, in okay. fact, Zoe like Kravitz's movie. Mother, Lisa Bonet, was in the film. So
she's going to be in the reboot.
A TV show based off of. Okay.
Yeah. I didn't know that the movie was interesting enough, but I can't imagine.
The movie was interesting because it was about the moment in time that it was made in. It doesn't.
It's like a small snapshot. Yes,
it is a very small snapshot. That's why it's a cult classic and actually a brilliantly done film for all its weirdness.
Yeah.
All its weirdness.
All its weirdness.
I mean, strange. You can blame John Cusack for emo because that's exactly what he does in that whole fucking film.
Yeah, I can see that.
And he misstores his records and he just whines about all the girls that he has not made it work with.
Well, and yeah, his top five list, which is great, and it's more of a, you know, a personal inventory of just how much
you
of a screw up he is.
You can't store records like that. His best friend is Moby. It's great.
Now I just want to go watch High Fidelity.
Well, and Jack Black's performance at the end is probably one of the best. No?
No.
Don't you dare. That okay. man is a treasure, and if you speak ill of him, I'm leaving.
High Fidelity is when he's trying so hard to be funny that he doesn't realize where his true talents lie, which is in being Jack Black.
Seth Good. Green. Good. So
not Seth Green.
Yeah, he is trying to be Seth
Green.
Seth Rogen?
Seth Rogen. There we go. The fat one or the skinny one?
The ginger or the obnoxious one?
Oh,
the one that plays with dolls? No, I'm joking.
Seth Green.
Yeah. No.
He plays with dolls.
Okay. I don't know. I don't think this is set up for any kind of success.
I really
don't see it. I don't see John. I don't see Jack. I don't see even Sarah Gilbert was in this film. I don't see Tim Robbins. The best scene is when he's kind of like thinking of what he's going to do to Tim Robbins' character, who's sleeping with his girlfriend that he completely failed on. Mm. And there's a scene where he comes into the record shop, and Moby and him and Jack Black just go to town on Tim, and it's actually pretty hilarious. Other than that, it's just really depressing and dark, and it is extremely emo.
Yeah. The OG emos.
The OG.
The OG emos is exactly right. Back when vinyl was relevant.
Shut up. Years? Vinyl's still relevant.
No,
it's just
not.
Every time you say that, my mustache curls a little bit more.
Becoming more of a hipster?
Yeah.
Yeah. You say things like that, he turns into a hipster.
Yeah.
But now that Zoe is...
actually?
It's spreading.
With the addition of Zoe to the team, now it looks like this is going to be a done deal and is actually moving along quite quickly. So we may see this to Hulu. Much sooner than later.
To be fair, back in 88, I got nothing. I really don't want
to. Nice try.
No, it's not. I really don't. If you let me finish, I really don't want to continue in this line of crazy.
In another twisted, weird little story, the new
go on
the new Picard series for Star Trek has started production.
Wait, is it going to be Stewart?
It is Stewart.
McAvoy or Stewart?
It is.
McAvoy is
John McAvoy. No, he only impersonates him for X-Men, not Star Trek.
Is it?
It'd be funny if
Chris
he came
Pine
back.
Or
Chris Pine?
No, Pine.
Or,
it is
Thor. Thor's his dad, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Timelines are so confusing.
I don't understand.
You know what? There's only going to be 10 episodes. It's going to be on CBS All Access, of course.
God.
So
with their mediocre Twilight Zone.
Yes,
show.
I still haven't watched that.
I've been watching it.
Do tell.
So the first episode is as Twilight Zone-y as I figured it would get.
Okay.
Because it actually has a good, like, ooh, Twilight Zone kind of moment. The second episode was just, yet again, we have to keep remaking Fear at 50,000 Feet.
Shut up. Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Adam Scott.
And actually, it's an interesting episode, but I wish it would have been called something else. Because if it was just, like, about an airplane, because it has nothing, there's nobody out on the wing, there's not something out on the wing. Spoiler, I'll go into mild spoilers. He's listening to a podcast.
Yeah, how, it's
how,
us.
How meta. but it does get kind of meta, because, like, he starts listening to the podcast and realizes it's talking about the plane he's currently on. So okay. it's talking about, like, future events that are happening, like, right as he's there.
Okay.
Where it's one of those, like, paranormal podcasts, what happened back in the day, kind of.
I feel like, bad.
Rod Serling is spinning in his grave right now.
You know, that was an interesting episode. The one after that was not. It was just such a, I don't know.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
I feel like it's just gone downhill.
How does it shape up against Love, Death, and Robots?
Oh, it's worse. Love, Death, and Robots is hilarious and a fantastic...
Why would you compare them?
Well, they're the only ones that I can kind of think of right now that are... They're short stories. They're kind of pulled from certain perspectives, and they're quirky enough. Nobody else is doing that, because I can't count Black Mirror.
No, I'm going to give Red credit, because before the show came out, she said that's a better Twilight Zone than this, and she's right.
We don't need a new Twilight Zone because we have Black Mirror.
To be fair, Jordan Peele as the like narrator, he fits pretty well.
Because
if there were better episodes, I would like him a lot more.
Twilight Zone. Did you just go buy a book?
It says vampire on the side. Vampire the Masquerade.
Just went over and just grabbed a book off the shelf.
Did you just say vintage?
fifth like, edition.
Anyway, what was
the D&D Handbook fifth edition?
What was I saying?
So we're talking about Black Mirror.
So the Twilight Zone back in the '60s was a television. It was designed
masterpiece.
But why?
Because Rod Serling slaved over that thing.
No, not because people did good jobs at things. They knew who their audience was. They understood the time that they were in.
Yep.
The technology was new. And they are making a comment on the technology, and they are addressing the uncomfortable of the audience at the time, which is exactly what Black Mirror does. They take the new technology and they address it in a gothic, sci-fi way that the Twilight Zone did in the '60s, recreating the Twilight Zone of that caliber to today's audience makes no sense.
So the third episode is, I don't want to talk too much about it because people have differing political views, blah, blah, blah.
All right.
It's very on-the-nose politics, and you'll know what I'm talking about if you ever watch the episode. Basically, a mom and her son are traveling to go to college, and the mom has a camera that rewinds time.
Okay.
That's the Twilight Zone-y
bit. Who carries
bit.
Cameras? Come on, man.
That's what I was... It was
yeah,
like,
that's
oh.
like a first...
And she's like, well, it was your grandfather's camera. And I'm just like,
no,
oh,
I don't
you
care.
Can't shoehorn that
I don't
anyway.
Bring heirlooms on
but
road trips.
The whole thing is that there's a cop following them. The cop constantly, no matter what they do, pulls them over for something. No matter what they do. And I'm just like, I understand that's the politics of today. But you guys could have been a little more subtle, a little bit better about
that
it.
That seems
was not,
like more of... Peele's political agenda versus storytelling.
But it's not, I was going to say, it's not even...
But you can do both.
Provocatively,
and
yes.
That's the problem, is there's not a lot of storytelling. It's just telling, and it is a narrative.
And Black Mirror does that very well.
Yeah, and there is good political statements that came out of it, but at the same time, that's all it was. Was a political statement, and that's fine.
Well,
if
no,
that's what
I mean,
somebody wants, that's fine. But that's not what I want from.
And it's
that's
not like
what
the. And it's not what I want, and it's not like the Twilight Zone didn't do that, but they did it a lot more creatively and made you think versus
because
the
in
your
were,
face
because they
that's
were doing
it,
it appropriate for the audience of the day. The opening line of the Twilight Zone is "Do not adjust your television set," because a television set is something that's something we don't understand. Kids today, back in my day, kids today, get off my lawn. Kids today do not. That's not a phrase people understand. They don't understand the idea of having to adjust the television set. You might change the input, but you don't adjust the television set because you've got static. That's not something mm-hmm. that translates today. Whereas with Black Mirror, where they've got all the crazy phone anages with the likes and the social media and the yeah. and the running on
That's
a treadmill
perfect.
To get famous and take their chance. That makes sense for today.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause that's how it is.
That's how it is.
Yeah.
And you have to, you can't just, it's like the Addams Family, man. You can't just, you can't just do things because, and that's the other thing, like we saw in the preview of how you can stay true to the source material and make commentary on red balloons.
Oh, that was funny.
Usually there's a clown attached
and
to this.
And that is fun. That is really, funny. That gives
that's
me,
clever.
That gives me high hopes for that movie.
When I saw that, I was like, oh, good, okay, you're
modernizing. Yeah. Modernizing a little bit, you're taking from
and
the media.
And there's a way mm-hmm. to do that.
And still
and
being
it
source.
And I don't feel like the Twilight Zone is doing that. I feel like they're just going to recreate the Twilight Zone because hipsters are things.
But they're not even doing that. They're making new episodes with different commentary. But my problem is the commentary is just them saying, this is what we mean. Do you guys get it?
No, if you have to explain it,
that's
all it is.
Well, and if you do explain it, then you wreck any nuances.
Because yeah. even the first episode, I went back and I realized I was like, oh, it's talking bad about people. Because the first episode, he's a comedian. Whenever he talks about somebody, they disappear. So whenever he makes jokes about somebody, or whenever they just disappear.
Well,
and they never existed. And it's just like I understand that's the bullying thing, but you're just saying it.
But with the original Twilight Zone, there were some episodes you really had to think.
Yeah.
It wasn't like,
yeah,
again,
and Aaron's saying they,
in your
they're
face.
Not doing
they're not
that.
Letting you think about it.
Exactly.
They're just saying,
that's lame.
It's like if I walked to you and been like, oh, politics. And you're like, yes. And then walked away and nothing happened. It's just.
So they're basically thinking people are stupid.
That's how it feels.
I mean, they bought the streaming service. Clearly they are.
So they're just greedy.
And that's what bothers me is it feels like they think the audience is stupid.
I don't have patience for
people don't get subtlety. I don't know. I think it's kind of dumb.
You know, back when I was watching crappy westerns.
You know what? You bite your tongue. All right?
Because I realized I was just like.
So not going back down that conversation hole with you.
Sorry, that was just my awkward segue to change.
Yeah, no. It's not even about the politics, man. I don't care what politics you tell me.
No.
I just want you to be more subtle about it.
Well, at least let me draw my own conclusions.
Yeah.
Let me reflect on where I'm
exactly.
at personally and socially
yeah.
to say, you know what? No. Or yes. Or. What the fuck?
Oh, I see your point.
Exactly.
Instead of, well, I've
Here's
got
what
this,
you're supposed to think.
Exactly.
I've got this thing shoved down my throat, and it kind of is uncomfortable.
I don't need you to Fox News me my sci-fi. I really don't.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, that's a t-shirt. Oof. Wow.
I don't need you to Fox News me my sci-fi.
You know, bacon is the baseball of hockey.
Bacon is the baseball of hockey for those that are keeping score at home.
Oh, man. I think that's one of the drunkest things I've ever said. I wasn't even that drunk.
It was so funny that Brett Leader 1 had to go and, like put that on Facebook and put that out on the interwebs.
Tom put that on Facebook.
It was Tom.
Yeah.
Put that
oh,
on
my
it
God.
Wonderful.
And everyone just jumped on that like, what the hell?
Yeah, I like that everybody's like, what does that mean? And I'm like,
you know what it means. You
know what it means. You know
the baseball.
If I have to explain it,
the pulse.
You're
right
not
here.
Woke, man. You're
the
not
pulse.
Woke.
Yeah.
Speaking of subtle politics,
you're one of them. You're in. They live.
There's a good
political sci-fi right there. The Notre Dame Cathedral has not nearly burned to the ground, but it might as well have.
The bees are fine.
The bees are fine.
Praise Beezus. I stole that joke from Dwight.
I don't get it.
Beezus.
Anyway.
There were bees on the roof of the cathedral.
Sure.
That survived.
Sure.
Really?
Yeah, they had a bunch of beehives because they make their own honey.
Okay. I will go with that. Sure.
Beezus.
I know Beezus.
Oh, I gotcha.
Gotcha.
I feel like...
So, oddly enough,
Moving along.
What started this fire is they systematically removed all of the gargoyles for upkeep, and as soon as they did that, the cathedral caught fire.
That's hilarious. I'm so
wow.
I'm so happy.
Is that serious?
That is serious, actually.
I'm
all
so
of
happy.
The gargoyles were removed for upkeep and maintenance.
And then that's when the building
Lon Chaney's,
caught on fire.
Boom. Lon Chaney's spirit sought revenge.
Wow. Yes. That's nuts. It's like all of a sudden they're like, evil spirits, go.
That's beautiful. What's not beautiful is how everyone is being ridiculous. Sorry, politics.
Politics.
Everyone's trying to fund this, and it's like, there's other things we can fund, guys. The Catholic Church has money.
They're not hurting for coin.
Like, can we?
Especially not now.
I don't know. Like Puerto Rico's a place. Like, can we
help them?
Hey, we're helping fund Michigan. Apparently, they got water.
They've got money. They have bottled water.
Yeah.
But while Notre Dame suffered some serious damage from actually an electrical fire, gargoyles were removed.
Everyone, they're
safe. They will be returned.
Remember to have your backup gargoyles on standby.
Yeah, because clearly they help.
Because you never want to be gargoyless.
But do not worry, because Assassin's Creed is here to save the day, and Ubisoft is going to spearhead this reconstruction.
Yeah.
Because
that's the last best 3D recreation of the cathedral.
Yes.
I'm fine with Notre Dame not coming back.
I'm not.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because there are other things to be worried about. I'm not worried about religion. It's beaten us this long.
I mean, there are other things that have not withstood the test of time. I mean,
well, clearly this one didn't.
This one didn't. But I don't. I was actually surprised that, okay, we modernized it enough with electricity, but we didn't think to do that with a fire suppression system.
No.
Well, the thing about things that withstand the test of time is it's amazing that they are still standing after all this time, or things like the Great Wall, where they're still in use after all this time. Mm-hmm. They still serve a function.
Right.
But if something, if they don't. Why are we spending all this energy to nostalgia our way and recreate them?
It's true.
That brings me right back to Twilight Zone, and that just
it's not like, you know, going to Giza and, you know, unearthing, you know.
Well, the Colosseum is still there, but if it falls over, are we going to rebuild it?
Probably.
God, I hope not.
Because why?
Because why?
I don't know. Keep up history.
Well, if that's the case,
history is there.
For lack of a better word, I'll play devil's advocate. I think it's a way to maintain history. We have those buildings so the future generations can. Did you just get the devil's advocate?
No,
joke?
I got that.
All right.
But if that's the case, why scrape off neighborhoods and build up new houses on the old ones that have been around?
That's a whole other political statement. But
no, don't worry. I'm gonna throw a monkey spanner in his. In his devil advocate, because I can do a better job. But
okay.
No, just let him do it, man.
Yes.
No, but it's keeping up historical places so that future generations can remember them too.
Well, I wasn't there to remember them in the first place. It's not.
Well, no.
It's not my life's period.
So
we have our own history. History moves forward, and we have new things that are supposed to take their place, and those things need to live the test of time.
But we can still keep the things that
it's just tourism.
We're past. I'll disagree. I don't think it is just tourism.
I think it's just tourism. Now, if I were to play devil's advocate against my argument, here's what you should have said. Notre Dame is still a functioning church, and
I mean it is,
and therefore it should be rebuilt for those reasons.
Eh.
See how easier that would have been. I would have had to.
You would have still said something.
I would have had to concede. Yeah. I would have been like, "Yeah, but we don't need to pay for it. They can pay for it themselves."
Yeah. See, again, you still would have said something, so it didn't matter what I said.
I just say things because there's very few people here to fill the silence.
Yeah. Now it's weird.
It's just you and me.
What do you want to talk about?
I don't know.
Like Star Wars.
Star Wars. You want to talk about hockey? Just to really fuck with him.
Well, the Avs are moving on.
Yeah, Avs, man.
The Avs are going to the playoffs.
When did? Yeah.
I know they are.
Yeah.
I wanted to confuse him.
They actually beat the first seed. Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry. When we say things, it's not to challenge you.
I know it's not.
Contrary to popular opinion held by your dick. I mean, come on, man.
Oi! Had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, then why'd you get all like fighty all of a sudden?
Yeah, you did. I felt because we talked about hockey. And
we talked about hockey without
you. Hockey.
We talk about football, but
nah, I don't care about this shit.
We don't care about it.
We don't care about
it's
football.
It's not football season yet.
No, screw that.
So on baking challenge this week.
I'm looking forward to the celebrity. That we're celebrity cooks.
I really didn't think that was going to... I said these things to piss him off, not to get him going.
I'm excited about the...
Well, there's
the
no other
celebrity
news, so he's got nothing else to talk about.
There's one other thing I've got left on deck, but I figured you
is
guys
it
are...
Is cooking shows? Because that's sad, man.
It isn't.
I was going to say, if that's what we're doing.
No, it's not. I'm curious to see how much Ubisoft gets
Ubisoft.
In. Ubisoft, yes, because they're going to drive over there.
They drive to put the mustaches on their cars. And they go and they...
And they we're very French.
they deliver the building material.
Jesus Christ.
And Burger King, apparently, because that's a thing.
That is a thing.
Hamburgers.
fuck it. Anyway, moving on. This caught my eye just because there is nothing really out there.
Oh, no.
And our love for tabletop games, they are coming out with a Wacky Races board game from Come On.
Like Snidely Whiplash?
Correct.
Oh, dear.
The miniatures...
I have to curl my mustache for
that. It was like Aaron's mustache just curled. Like a ribbon.
Are you kidding? There's a Snidely Whiplash miniature in his car. The only thing that's missing is the dog.
I always hear the Wario laugh when people talk about Snidely.
Wario! God, both of you, stop.
Okay, that was you too. I didn't.
He does look like Waluigi.
It's Dick Dastardly, by the way.
Dick Dastardly,
not Snidely Whiplash. It's the same character.
It's
the same guy.
Yeah, it's also Wario. It's a different hat.
There's Waluigi.
Where are your tall women? Your big women?
They're different.
It's just a different hat, man.
They may not know what that means. She does. She's been out of games.
Yeah, no, I know who that is.
The Wacky Races or the other one, the Fender Bender 5000. Bless you. Which was also part of the Warner Brothers crew, Hanna-Barbera. Excuse me. This looks. I really want to play this tabletop game. This looks freaking hilarious.
Didn't Scooby and Shaggy get involved somehow too?
Wasn't
there a crossover?
I think they did do a crossover. They're still owned by Hanna-Barbera, so yeah. The other ones would pop in out. They were interchangeable because I know Captain Caveman was in there a couple of times, and
Captain Caveman.
They had Adam Ant in there a few times.
There's
so
gotta be
it was
something else to talk about.
No,
Easter kind of killed the weekend.
So Starfest will be fun.
Starfest will be fun.
I'll be drunk.
Comic Fest will be more fun. We'll have stuff there.
We will have stuff there. We'll have a table.
You'll be selling comics.
I will. I have $1 comics, which actually went really well at the last event.
Yeah, you've got some really nice prizes in that box.
I do.
And you've got merch. So that we can get our geek on.
Our decals.
Our geek on?
Yep.
Yeah, we can get our geek on.
Are you going to be there? Are you going to ghost it?
Yeah. Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters?
Yeah. I'll be drunk there.
Side spinner.
Yeah, I told...
free podcast here.
I tell on Facebook that I'd be there and be drunk and... Oh, Charlotte. Charlotte told me she's going to fight me in the parking lot if I'm not drunk, so...
Charlotte said that.
Weird challenge.
Did she buy a ticket?
Oh, oof.
Oof. Sorry, shots fired. I'm sorry.
Like she's still had fun. Feel bad, though. Yikes. It's okay. She doesn't listen to our podcast.
She doesn't listen to the podcast. Well, I'm not worried about that.
Unless she does next week, yeah.
If she did, she'd know.
Although some of her friends might listen to the podcast.
Oh, my God. We don't mean ill. She did say she was going to fight me in the parking lot, though.
Why would she fight you in the parking
lot? I don't know.
That's interesting.
I don't know. I want to fight him in the parking lot.
There was the one time at Nerd.
That's how we solve our arguments.
Prom,
what arguments? I just like fighting you in the parking lot.
Yeah, fair enough.
It's how I get my exercise.
Good old Donnybrook in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Throw down the gloves.
That's how we go, man. Car. Game on.
Get back and just throw a knuckle duster.
Wow.
Christ.
And on that bombshell.
Oh, gosh. Is that the bombshell?
If you guys want to fight me in the parking lot, go ahead and at me. Yeah. I'm that pun guy
at
on
me,
Instagram.
Bro.
Go ahead and send me a message.
At me, bro.
Yeah.
I'll fight you in the parking lot.
I'll fight you in the parking lot.
Anything on the video game front besides Fortnite doing a special...
Shut up.
Bloodline.
End it.
End it.
No, I don't care.
Kill it. Kill it, man.
There's no video game news.
Kill it like Notre Dame.
Fortnite sucks.
Because in the end, we're all burning like embers, so please put us out.
Jesus Christ.